Chicago's top cop is off the job sooner than expected. In a surprise move yesterday, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot fired Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, whose retirement she announced nearly a month ago. Yesterday, she explained her decision for firing Johnson was due to an incident back in October in which he was found asleep in his vehicle while at a stop sign.
It has become clear that Mr. Johnson engaged in a series of actions that are intolerable for any leader in a position of trust, particularly the head of the Chicago Police Department.
For more, we're joined by Chip Mitchell, criminal justice reporter for WBEZ. Chip, Johnson was already on his way out. What exactly is he being fired for?
Well, Jeremy, this October incident, it was 12:30 a.m. He was found asleep in his car. It was running at a stop sign. The next day, he said it had something to do with his medications. But then, just a day later, Mayor Lightfoot said Johnson had told her he'd had a couple drinks over dinner. So the city inspector general's office got to work on an investigation on Johnson's conduct, also why he wasn't given a field sobriety test, why he was allowed to drive himself home. But from then, it was really clear that the mayor's office was easing him out. He announced he'd be retiring at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. It was a big celebration. And then yesterday, Jeremy, this sudden news conference, the mayor's office abruptly called. She announced he was fired. She said that there was some evidence out of that investigation that showed he'd lied to both her and the public about the driving incident. She didn't provide any further details. Now it's coming out, and it looks like he had actually spent hours in a bar drinking, some salacious details too with a woman that wasn't his wife. So this is all now starting to come out, Jeremy.
Now, Johnson took over as superintendent back in 2016 after the release of the dash cam footage from that fatal police shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. What was his role in that very controversial period for the Chicago police force?
Yeah, when Johnson took over, we're talking about March 2016, the community, its trust in the police department was at a low point after the video of the McDonald killing. And there were, same time, rank-and-file police officers, as they were facing increased scrutiny, a lot of criticism, they were complaining a lot about low morale. And there was actually a question about whether they would even perform their duties. At the same time now, the city was having an historic surge in gun violence, more gun violence than it had seen since the mid-90s. So the main way the city responded, and Eddie Johnson, the superintendent, carried this out, there was a huge expansion of the police department. Johnson also embraced a lot of new technology. He did something else that was very unusual for a top cop in Chicago. He embraced working with community groups that employed ex-offenders to reach out to gangs and mediate deadly conflicts, bring in the guys that were at the highest risk and provide them services and jobs. And, Jeremy, all of those things seem to make a difference against the gun violence.
He actually was able to bring gun violence down in Chicago?
That's right. That big surge that we had, it lasted more than a year and a half. It's been dropping steadily since about August 2017.
So replacing Eddie Johnson will be the former Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck. What do we know about him and the challenges he'll be taking on in Chicago?
Yeah, Beck is the interim superintendent. He's expected to serve for several months. He's the first outsider in decades to serve in this position as interim superintendent, coming in from the outside instead of promoting somebody from the command staff to run the department. So it's really an indication that Mayor Lightfoot sees the bench around Superintendent Johnson, former Superintendent Johnson, as very thin. Now, Beck led LAPD for 9 years. And one of the important things that he did there was he led his department in Los Angeles to the end of a 12-year consent decree. So that's a court-enforced agreement for police reform. Now, Chicago, Jeremy, has its own consent decree. It took effect just this year in March. Mm-hmm. So that's really Beck's main challenge here, is to move that process forward. The department's already missing a lot of its deadlines early on in this consent decree process. So Beck has got to get the police department behind this process, mm-hmm. rank and filers all the way up to the chain of command for police reform. And that is definitely one of his big challenges here, Jeremy.
That's Chip Mitchell, a criminal justice reporter at WBEZ in Chicago. Thanks, Chip.
My pleasure.